Driving Bill mad with maracas.
Because I'm Bill.
Special guest John.
I'm special guest Eric.
I'm special guest.
You can give yourself
whatever you'd like.
I am returning, and honored to be returning. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Andy.
Glad to have you. Yes. So, this will be the last soda cast for Joco Cruise 4, because we are down to our last soda.
Andy still gets to pick which soda we drink.
Well, would you like the Virgil's orange cream soda, or the slightly less orange Virgil's?
I would like the orange Virgil's.
To be fair, they are two different colors.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take the deeper color.
Yay.
Can I have some of that bottle?
Yes.
We should try some of each bottle.
Yeah. I think, yeah. So we got two bottles of Virgil's orange cream soda because we're fans of...
Which Virgil's is one of my favorite brands.
Yeah. We're fans of Virgil's, so we expected this to be good. And we wanted to have enough to go around. But when we got back to the boat, we realized that the soda within the bottles is actually different colored.
Have we taken a really good picture of this phenomenon?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Well, we should definitely
We should make sure we get one.
Okay.
50-50.
So,
we're getting to the tail end of things here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not certain. Well, we should actually get a good picture of this.
I did.
Okay.
You
sure? I've gotten several.
You want to make
sure. Take a picture of the sodas.
He's got a professional.
Why did he take a picture of the sodas?
Professional.
Nice. He already had. I don't know where I'm pointing.
I don't know why. All right.
That's okay. All right. So, after wasting everybody's time.
Hooray.
Well, that's for all of you. For the listeners.
Yeah. For the ladies. No, I don't think there's a
I don't know which one of these is going to be the good one, so we should probably all try both.
Yeah, I think we should try both.
Andy, it's just which one should we try first?
I think we should try the deeper, darker color first.
All right.
That's my guess is to the better one.
Oh, fizzy.
But that would be my guess too, but
you never know.
Question is, do we want to finish with the disappointing one?
Right.
Or finish with the good one?
Yeah, apparently I wanted to finish with the disappointing one.
Yeah.
You can be like, here. Well, now we can say, don't pour so heavy. We gotta share this with the audience.
But this is the good one. Why don't we share the bad one with the audience?
We'll share that one too.
We already are. It's called the episode.
The audience is here to share the bad ones. The audience gets about a quarter inch.
Oh, man,
that's why we got two bottles.
You guys have more than me.
This is starting very nice.
Oh, of course. Now,
it smells lovely.
As veteran podcast or SodaCast listeners will remember, hopefully, but probably not, I love an orange cream soda.
Yes.
I'm
not huge on them.
It is.
I don't have the nostalgia you do.
Probably. I love as a kid, I love the orange Dreamsicle Pops, where the orange popsicles with a bit of little, cream in the middle. Those are amazing. And whenever I find an orange cream soda, and they usually taste like that, it's very, very good.
Did you ever have an Orange Julius?
No, they shut down in my area before I was ever able to have one.
Okay.
I was very sad because I've
These
heard
are made with, real
they're
vanilla
very subtle.
Yeah, it's made with real vanilla beans.
So anything that is like orange and vanilla together is right up my alley.
I'm not huge into cream sodas or orange cream sodas, but I gotta say the smell on this.
There's
is
a
awesome.
Lot of flavor text on this.
Specific flavor text.
I will read the flavor text. Virgil's Orange Cream Soda is a twist on the classic cream soda recipe, made naturally using the finest vanilla beans, natural orange flavor, and unrefined cane sugar. We search the world for the perfect orange cream taste. We hope you will find this to be the best orange cream soda you have ever tasted.
Now,
I hope so too, Virgil's.
Virgil's has a real good track record with us. I think this might be a lost episode, but we reviewed their black cherry cream, and that is tied for the highest ranking soda in our show's system.
In Christmas, so I found they had a bottle. You had to buy a single bottle of, they had a special, like, Scandinavian nutmeg root beer.
Oh,
my God. It was like $5 for just one bottle of root beer, worth every penny. So Virgil's.
I need to look for that.
Yeah, and so, it was a special, like, limited time thing.
Yeah, I need to look for it next season.
So in the nose of this is a lot of vanilla bean.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of vanilla. Not so much
and a
orange.
Little bit of orange, I'm not like a tart orange.
I'm getting some slice of orange. In a
sweet orange. Yeah.
And, of course, this is the good color bottle, so the color is a nice, appealing, light orange color. It's just the right amount of translucency. It looks great.
You know, people keep complimenting, like, oh, this one wasn't as carbonated as I was expecting. It's probably because we keep fucking around like this.
That's true. We pour it, and we swirl it, and we put the glass up in the light, and we talk.
Yeah. Whereas you aerate a wine, you just let a soda go flat.
Yes.
So,
let's
there's not much more to the nose. Andy, anything else to comment?
No, I want to point out some other things that this bottle says that I think are really cool.
Okay.
For instance, it's made from 100% recyclable material. I think that's nice. Good.
The drink is?
This has been through somebody before.
Hopefully not a dog.
It also lists that it's gluten-free. I'm not sure how often that's an issue.
I don't think
sodas.
That's an issue with soda, but a lot of sodas say it. Because
To let them know.
Yeah, just because you can.
This one is actually quite seriously very important to me. It's listed as low sodium. That's an issue that I have, so I'm very happy to
perfect.
See that.
Oh.
And besides saying that it's from heaven, which is okay, we're just sort of talking ourselves up there. it also, what did it say? Pure cane sugar.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, maybe you've had many of those, but I don't know that I have. So
when you get into the fancier sodas,
that starts happening.
A better breed of soda.
Or outside of the U.S.
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
One of the two.
Yeah, where it's
so,
cheaper to do.
Shall we give it the mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm never going to get tired of that phrase.
Nor I.
That's lovely.
Mm. It's funny, the first thing I notice about the taste is almost exactly the opposite from the nose. Like, when I get the smell, I smell a little bit of orange and a lot of vanilla.
Yeah.
And the flavor, it's a lot of orange, but not overpoweringly orange. A lot of orange, and then, like, the vanilla hits very softly behind it.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's what you get with free cream sodas. Usually it's just the fruit with the cream in there to just cut out some of the bite and smooth it all out. Which I appreciate. Yeah. Rarely you'll get a cream that just has a little bit of fruit for accent.
Yeah. Like Sprecher's orange cream soda is much more balanced between the two.
Yeah,
that one's currently
rare.
My favorite. Which one was it that I really enjoyed? I can't remember the name of it right now, so we'll have to move on. Damn.
It's got a nice acidity.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much, but
yeah.
But not.
It's a little bit more tart than I was hoping.
It could be a little smoother, but.
But the one thing that
very good.
Really sets this apart from the other ones we've had is it does not leave your mouth feeling gross. You just sort of have this nice vanilla taste that just sort of stays, lingers.
You know what? I was thinking through how I might rate this, right? And I was having some difficulties. It's good, but is it really great? And then I remembered the other types of sodas that I've had in the past. It's actually really good. It doesn't have that after effects.
Yeah. No. You, like, breathe out through your nose, and it's just like, oh, vanilla.
Yeah.
And that's what I come to expect from these guys.
This doesn't strike me as some weird shit.
You're fine.
Stuff. All right, some weird...
No, you're fine.
So I got at least three F-bombs.
It doesn't strike me as weird gastrointestinal byproduct, right? It's just, it's like, oh, it's a soda. And then, is it a better soda than other sodas I've had or not? But it's not crap.
I will definitely agree with John. It has a very nice mouthfeel, but the very unique quality of it is after you're done, it does just kind of leave your mouth kind of tasting very lightly of vanilla without being syrupy.
Right, it's fantastic.
So don't you all feel that sometimes you want to... a drink with more bite, and sometimes you want to drink
like
Barks.
Food, and so
Barks
no,
has
not
bite.
Barks, actually. Never Barks.
That's a drink with bite.
You are just doing this to antagonize me.
I know.
That's so scary.
So, whether this ranks as a this or a that kind of depends on what sort of mood you're in.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the nature of all reviews, isn't it?
I suppose so. I don't know.
So, do we want to get further into reviewing this, or should we open the other bottle and see how it compares? Now, while I was thinking about it, or while I was drinking that, I was thinking, it is a very real possibility that for whatever reason, this just didn't get as much coloring as the other one.
Right.
It's true.
It could be perfectly fine.
I think the final number should reflect both, because
I think so.
It is.
Because as mentioned before, you can get a wide spread because bottle to bottle it's very different.
Yeah.
This is a thing that's in our history.
Oh man.
This and arguing about like.
All right. So the disappointing bottle.
This one's gonna be delicious.
It'll be even better.
I still think we should rinse out our glasses first.
Eh.
Sure.
I'm going to, just because.
I think that. I don't know. I don't know which one is which at this point.
Whatever. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't care.
Well,
I'll stick with my orange.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right.
Please.
Try to leave a little bit more for the audience this time.
My hope is that it just tastes more vanilla-y, and that's actually why it's less orange.
There you guys
me
go.
A little more than that.
Yeah, given right. Bill.
Yeah, give me the least amount.
I gave you the same amount I gave myself. That doesn't smell like anything.
Whoa.
What is that?
That has no nose to it.
There's some vanilla, a little bit of vanilla.
An interesting test would have been to have some of us have one bottle first, the other bottle first, and see.
Full double blind.
No, we've had that in past episodes where people are going like, oh yeah, it's got this, it's got this, it's got this, and other people are like, what are you talking about? This is garbage. Because they get the pale bottle.
Gus, I already gave it the mouth, but we should give it the mouth.
All right. That one's syrupy.
Yeah, it's not as much there.
This is not a good drink. The other one was a very good drink.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not wretched.
It's not.
No, but it's just not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one tastes like if you've ever been to the soda fountain at a restaurant or something, and you put it in there, and you can kind of tell it like comes out too clear because it's low on syrup.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's just like, and it's so low on syrup that you can actually taste the bitterness of the carbonated water.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had that plenty. So we've had
the bad mix.
Just the carbonated water and the just the syrup. In this series of episodes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is interesting. So.
So I'm going to rate it off the first glass.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to dock my rating.
Yeah.
Because process is very important if you're distributing
quality assurance, Virgil's.
You know what, John, I think you've got the right way to look at it there. If somebody's going to listen to this review and decide whether or not they want to go buy one of these.
Check the colors first.
Yeah. Make sure it is nice and orange. Check yourself.
But still,
yourself.
So
I think they'll have a better time with consistency mainland.
I think so.
Grabbing it out of a 4-pack. You get a lot more rotation out of that.
Yeah.
That could have just been sitting on that shelf for a while because they're $2.50 a pop.
I'm not going to really dock Virgil's for that one bad bottle in this occasion.
Yeah, they're
just
on it.
Just because I've had a lot of Virgil's. And this was the first bottle of Virgil's that I can remember.
I do trust them. That said, if I come across a bad bottle of orange cream again, I will mention it.
You will write them a nasty letter.
I'll be like, sir, signed bill.
I hereby.
I was enjoying your fine product.
Are there any identifying marks on the bottles?
Yeah,
lot numbers?
There are serial numbers, but I can't tie them to anything.
Mysterious.
Well, what good are you then?
So, I'll go first, because it's very simple. Basing off the first one, it's very high quality. I can definitely taste the quality of the ingredients and the quality of the recipe. It's good, but it's not quite balanced enough to really hit the top charts. But it does try. It's just not enough cream, too much orange on the taste, and it goes against what it smelled like for me. So I was expecting low 90s. I'm going to be giving it an 87.
Oh no.
87, wow.
Yeah. It's still good. I love orange cream soda. So I will drink that. If it's given to me, I will drink it happily.
Right. As far as our analogy goes, I'm giving a future analogy. Ooh. I've been at sea for a while. I've been eating out of the sprinkles machine. This soda feels what I expect it to be like when I actually get home and have real Wisconsin ice cream again.
Mm.
Just that I've been having a general product that's accepted everywhere else. I'm going to get something with real nice ingredients, real nicely made. Yeah.
I could go home and get some Bluebell homemade vanilla. It's good times. It's better in Texas.
Sure. I'm going to go to the chocolate shop and get some of that stuff.
It was okay. That was pretty much just ice cream.
Just push you over. That said, I'm going to rate this lower than I would rate the ice cream, but I'm still going to give it a 78.
The anti-score from my score.
Mm-hmm. So
John is a starship.
So I...
Zoom.
I have a lot of friends who do beer reviews on websites, and breweries, consistency is a huge problem for breweries. And so you might get something on draft, you know, 1 month and it's great, and then the next month it's just really bad. And those breweries tend to not do so well long run. And so I really don't like to, it's something I don't like to see is when it's just inconsistent like that. And I think
it's a small sample size.
It's a small sample size, and we really don't, they're,
special there, guest Meg, everybody.
There could be a more of a story Meg. There. It could be one bottle that has been there for a month and one bottle that was new. So I was going to give it an 85, and I'll dock it maybe 10 points for consistency.
Wow. What?
So we'll go 75.
Interesting.
He's harsh.
Not as harsh as everyone. So... Well, so based off the first one, off the nose, I'm with you. I mean, it was fantastic. It was just way up there. And then I had the drink, and I'm like, whoa, way too much orange, and what is this industrial, electric, whatever taste that's coming in on the end?
Oh.
So, you know, I was ready to give it a super high score, but then, you know, it was still really, really good. So I'm willing to give that first bottle an 80, right? You know, I don't like soda that much, so... You know, that's pretty good. But the second bottle, for me, would be in the 30s. I mean, I would much rather have water than that. Much rather have water than that. I mean, I'm not saying it's dreadful. It's not, you know, I'm not giving it a 10.
Right?
So the question then becomes, what do I do with these two scores? And you guys ignored the second score, and you docked it a little bit over there.
I did factor it into mine. But
you factored it in? Okay.
I wasn't repulsed by it.
My history with the company, when we talk about consistency, I've had a much larger sample size. So I'm more willing
to give that a one off.
I've probably drank at least 50 bottles of Virgil soda over my career, and that's the first bad bottle I've had.
I can't say
that's why I'm
granted, I've never seen that flavor.
I can't say I recommend their diet sodas though.
I would not recommend any diet soda because it's disgusting.
If you're drinking diet soda, then you're like, oh, hey, a fine diet soda. And then you drink it and you're like, oh.
The fine does not overcome the diet.
You should do a diet.
Right. Okay, so based on that, you know, it's not my personal experience that there's been a lot of that, but I trust your judgment on that. What I was tempted to do is split the difference.
Oh, sure.
Right? But I think I'll jack it up from there a little bit and say it's a 65.
That seems fair.
Okay.
Sure.
So on average, we have given this a 76.25, which I do believe makes it the best soda we've had this ship.
There we go.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Hands down.
My hands are down here.
Okay.
Great.
Keep them down.
Does John win?
I'm
going to
keep him down here.
I win this episode, an arbitrary thing. The problem with that game is it makes you go low, because if you go high, you will lose. So it's a self-defeating game.
Yeah, the last 2 years, really it was, lose? I gave it the highest score. I win.
Yeah.
That was you.
The only way you lose
Eric
in this game...
Eric just wants to win, I think.
Yeah, well, of course. That's because I'm better than you guys. But,
is
at making up games where you win.
The only way you lose
How do you think I stay better?
The only way you lose this game is if you drink 5 servings of a soda in about this much space. That's the only way you lose, Eric.
Well, then we all lost.
We did lose. We did lose.
I won.
Yeah.
And you won.
Hooray!
And you won too, Soda Pals. Unless you're one of the ones that lost. John.
Starting narrator.
Come on, man.
Focus on result. Text 76.25.
What is going on?
I'm going to push this out. John.